Exclusive, ex-Trump envoy David Friedman, Israel never had a home in the State Department. By Deborah Brand on June 20, 2022. Israel has never had a home in the U.S. State Department, and diplomats dispatched there are generally Arabists who don't bother to understand the Jewish state. Former U.S. envoy to Israel David Friedman told Breitbart News in an exclusive interview. The State Department has historically not been hospitable to the State of Israel or its supporters, Friedman said. Israel finds itself in the State Department's Bureau of Near Eastern Affairs. The former envoy explained, which is comprised of Middle Eastern countries that are more often than not hostile to it. Adding, Israel is only one Jewish state and it finds itself in a bureau in the State Department with other countries that historically have been anti-Israel. U.S. diplomats serve in places like Egypt or Northern Africa, or, in the old days, Damascus, and after 3 or 4 years in those countries they are transferred to Israel, he explained. They're all Arabists and they come to Israel and find the environment different from what they're used to and they don't really take the time to understand it or appreciate it, Friedman told Breitbart. In his memoir, Sledgehammer, How Breaking with the Past Brought Peace to the Middle East, Friedman reveals how he was told to tone down his Jewishness by State Department officials. He also reveals how he was at loggerheads with some of Trump's senior appointees about pro-Israel measures, including National Security Advisor H.R. McMaster and then-Secretary of State Rex Tillerson, who both opposed fulfilling a campaign promise to move the U.S. Embassy to Jerusalem. When it emerged that Friedman wanted to make a stop at the Western Wall, the holiest site in Judaism, after arriving in Israel, he was warned by his colleagues at the State Department, Mr. Ambassador, don't be so Jewish. Friedman cites one senior official as saying, don't be so Jewish. You represent the United States of America. Tone down the Judaism in your work. A senior staffer at the State Department told then U.S. Ambassador to Israel David Friedman in 2017, don't be so Jewish. Friedman recollects his angry response, do you think I am under any disillusion as to who I represent? I'm not a politically correct person, but I have to ask you, why do the laws of political correctness not apply to Jews? Former Israeli ambassador to the U.S. Michael Oren told Breitbart in an interview earlier this year that Friedman's revelation came as no surprise. I worked with the State Department for years. And before that, I studied it, I even wrote my thesis on it, Oren told Breitbart. Oren went on to say that for many years, the State Department was Judenrein, referencing a Nazi term to mean free of Jews. Former President Harry Truman even called out the State Department for its anti-Semitism, Oren noted. In recent years, even though Jews have a much stronger representation at the State Department, even disproportionately so, espousing openly Jewish loyalties would not be something to be readily abided, Oren said. The State Department wouldn't be sympathetic to David Friedman, who's an Orthodox Jew who speaks openly about God, Oren said. David broke the mold, Oren added. But telling him to tone down his Jewishness? Well, that's like telling the ambassador to the Holy See in Vatican City, don't be too Catholic. Or else telling the Muslim ambassador to Cairo, don't be too Muslim. It would never be said, Oren concluded. Speaking to Breitbart last week, Friedman concurred. I don't think Israel ever had a home in the State Department, he said. And it certainly doesn't have one now.